So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught Arba Midas B'Meichrin. There are four scenarios, each with a different halacha, regarding a person's ability to retract from a sale as follows. If a seller and buyer agreed to the sale of superior quality wheat, but it turned out to be inferior wheat, only the buyer can retract from the sale, but the seller cannot retract. Rashbam points out that the seller cannot retract even if in the interim the price increased more than a sixth, when the meicher could have retracted based on this loss. Because in zemekechtais, elo oina, sharechitin hisna vechitin machre. The sale was effective immediately, and it was not considered erroneous because the lekech did receive the kind of item that they agreed to. Rather, it was oina and that the meicher deceived him by giving him wheat of lesser quality. And regarding oina and quality, all agree that lekech yechal achzabai, because lo hayadaiti lekech rois. The lekech did not want to buy the item that was actually sold, while the meicher did want to sell this item. The second case of the Mishnah, if vice versa. Ro'os v'nimtzu yafis. Meicher yechal achzabai. They agreed to a sale of inferior quality wheat, but it turned out to be superior wheat. Only the meicher can retract from the sale. The lekech cannot retract, even if in the interim the price decreased more than a sixth, when the lekech could have retracted based on this loss, because in the mekechtoyes eloino, as explained earlier. The third case of the Mishnah, ro'os v'nimtzu ro'os, yafis v'nimtzu yafis, einechad mehen yechal achzabai. If they both agreed to a sale of wheat and it turned out to be the same quality as agreed, both the meicher or lekech cannot retract from the sale. As the Rashbam explains, regarding yafis, the meicher cannot claim l'rois niskavanti, I intended to sell only inferior wheat, but not yafis. And regarding rois, the lekech cannot claim l'yafis niskavanti, I intended to buy only superior wheat, but not rois, because hayal b'nimtzu k'mesha amru shneim, the wheat was the quality that they had agreed to, and we did not go by their intentions. The fourth case of the Mishnah, shechamsis v'nimtzis levana, levana v'nimtzis shechamsis. If they agreed to a sale of red-colored wheat, but it turned out to be white wheat, or vice versa, or eitzim shel zayis v'nimtzu shel shikma v'nimtzu shel zayis. They agreed to wood of an olive tree, but it was wood of a sycamore tree, or vice versa. Or yain v'nimtzu chemetz, chemetz v'nimtzu yain. They agreed to wine, but it was vinegar, or vice versa. In all these cases, shneim yichon lachzeb, and both the seller and the buyer can retract from the sale, because b'shneim minin, ikka d'nichel le'bahai, v'loy nichel le'bahai. These items are different types, and one might prefer one item over the other. Therefore, shneim ein reitzim b'mechirizu, both the meicher and lekech can claim that they did not want the sale of this item. However, in the first two cases of yafis v'rois, kul amma nichluhu b'yafis v'le b'rois. Both the meicher and lekech want only superior wheat, but not inferior wheat. Therefore, only the one who was nis'ana, who was deceived, can retract from the sale. Zakt the Mishnah, meicher peiris l'chaver moshech v'le modod kana. If a person sold produce, and pasik le'damim, they agreed to a price per weight or volume. If the buyer pulled the produce to his domain, he acquires the produce through kinyan meshicha, even though the produce was not measured, because as the Rashbam explains, medidu le'ma'akva, de'ena ele gilu milsa ba'amo kama macher. The measuring is not mandatory to the sale, as it only reveals the amount that was sold. However, im le'pasek, afa pishamada du'mashach le'kana. If they did not agree to a price, even if the produce was both measured and pulled by the buyer to his domain, the lekech does not acquire the produce because le'samcha datayu, neither the meicher nor lekech agree to the sale since the other party can claim he wants a different price. The Mishnah continues, mandat v'le'mashach le'kana. If it was pasek le'damim and the meicher weighed the produce in his own utensil, but lekech did not pull the produce to his domain, he does not acquire the wheat. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the circumstances of the Mishnah's case. Rav Asya Rav Yechanan says, "Madad v'necha gabi simta kana." If the meicher weighed the produce in his own utensil and put it down in a semi-public area, lekech does acquire the produce through kinyachatz, because as Rashbam explains, "Kilo nichem b'shusa shel lekech." The simta alone is considered the lekech's chatz or his domain, even though the utensil belongs to the meicher. Rav Zeir, however, disagrees and says Rav Yechanan referred only to b'meidid letech kupasai. The meicher weighed the produce in the lekech's utensil and put it down in the simta. Only then the lekech acquires the produce through a kinyan chatzah, because as the Rashbam explains, shari yesh l'rishus l'anich shom kelev. In the simta, the lekech's utensil is considered his chatzah because he has permission to put down his utensils there. However, simta b'lekli l'ikana. If the produce was not in a utensil, the lekech does not acquire it through simta alone, because l'rishus miyuchedus l'kech ikah. The simta alone is not exclusively the lekech's domain. And kli b'lei simta l'ikani. If the produce was in a utensil in a Rishus Rab in public area, the lekech does not acquire it through his utensil alone, because in the Rishus le'shibim sham. In the Rishus Rab, the lekech's utensil is not considered his chatzah, because he has no permission to put down his utensils there. The Gemara says that according to Reb Zeira, the Mishnah refers only to a simta, and the Reisha's case of Mashach B'Limadad Kana, he acquires it because the Lekech performed Meshicha within the simta, and regarding Kenyan Meshicha, the simta is considered the Lekech's jurisdiction. While in the Seifa, Madad B'Limashach Lekana, he does not acquire it, even though the Medida was in a simta, because the produce was in the Meicher's utensil. And regarding Kenyan Chatzah, the simta alone, without his Kli, is not exclusively the Lekech's jurisdiction. And in the following case, Imhoyi Pikech, Seiches Mekayman, if the Lekech rents the Simta, he acquires the produce through Kinyan Chatzah because now the Simta belongs exclusively to the Lekech. While according to Ravasi, the Mishnah must refer to a Rishus Rab. And in the Reisha, Mashach Vele Madad Kana, we must say Mashach Mishus Rab La Simta. The Lekech pulled the produce from the Rishus Rabim into the Simta because Mashicha Mishus Rab Lekanya. If he pulled the produce within the Rishus Rabim, he does not acquire the produce because Kinyan Mashicha is not effective in a Rishus Rabim. And regarding the Seifa, Madad Vele Mashach Lekana, even if it was in the Lekech's utensil, he does not acquire the produce because one has no permission to put a utensil in the Rishus Rabim. However, Besimta Kana, even if it was in the Meicher's utensil, he does acquire the produce because one does have permission to put a utensil in a Simta. And regarding the next case, Imhoyi Pikeach, Seiches Mekayman, we must say as follows. The Imishus Bailami, Imhoyi Pikeach, Seiches Mekayman. If the produce was in the seller's jurisdiction, the Lekech cannot acquire the produce through the Medida alone because it was not his Chatzah. Therefore, only if the Lekech rents the property, he acquires the produce because now the property became the Lekech's Chatzah.